Tuesday night, or with Tetzayan Kislev, Chavis Halvavish year, early Yudzayan Kislev, maybe. Okay, we're at the end of Shar HaTshuva and Chavis Halvavis, and he, maybe a little uncharacteristically, launches a tirade of Musar, very powerful Musar, about doing tshuva before it's too late. And we'll start with the paragraph on page Reish Lamed Dalid. 8 lines down in the print that we're using. Page Reish Lamed Dalid, 8 lines down. He just got through talking about how you have to run. You have to run to do it before it's too late. You're not going to have an excuse when the Ribbono Shel Olam stares at you and asks you what's going on, why didn't you do tshuva? But you have no excuse. So you should have done tshuva. Everybody slips up and you have to do tshuva. And you wasted enough time, he says, life is short, get to it, do tshuva. L'chein achi asei ches b'nafshecha u'bosh mi'linagim alokecha, be embarrassed to conduct yourself with Ribbono Shel Olam b'midos shelo taskim im'atzmocha linog bohem im nivra kamocha. So literally that means, don't treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu less than you would act in your own life, and less than you would act if you insulted the king, or less than you would act if you did something not like any person in power that is in a position of power. So you would hurry up at the first moment to make amends. You wouldn't let it simmer. You would take care of it right away, because he controls things. He can give you a permit. He could withhold a permit. By the way, the Chavis Halvavis is doing something here that he does constantly throughout the Sefer, and that is, he very, very often points to regular life of regular people in regular situations, and he wants you to say to yourself, well, that's what's happening with me in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it seems almost mundane, almost secular. Like, he says, like, don't treat the Eibishter worse than you treat. But it's a very, it's almost probably like a sheet of his. And who knows if the reasons those situations don't exist to teach you how to deal with the Eibishter. And he wants to make it very real. It's his way, that's one beer. Or it could be, it's his way of making it very real. It's not esoteric. We're not talking frumkeit. We're not talking nevuah. We're not talking alakus, spirituality. We're talking pashut. Just make believe that we weren't talking about Hashem. Make believe we're talking about the person that's going to control your anona for next year, right? So it's a couple hundred or thousand shekel one way or the other. And you met him at a party and you insulted him, you know, and he's going to decide how much anona you have. So you're not going to wait until after he sends you the bill to say, you're going to write him a letter of apology and you're going to do what you got to do. So that's what he wants you to imagine. You know yourself. Okay, first the words. Ubosh, you should be embarrassed. And this again, this is a svara and a sentence he uses throughout the Sefer. Ubosh, you should be embarrassed, milinog, from being conducting yourself, imolokecha, b'midos shelo taskim, which you wouldn't allow yourself to act that way with a similar situation that's with an everyday situation, you know, with another earthly being. In this case, it's another earthly being that has power over you. Linog b'hem nivra kamocha, v'yodeato, you know very well. You give excuses and this, but you know that Hashem is not real. That's what he's saying. Hashem, the whole thing is not real. Why? Because you know very well, Shemher Gasta Pocket Katan. If you crossed and made angry, you know, like I said, the guy in charge of the Arnona, guy in charge of garbage collection, so he has the right to tell the garbage man to skip your house. You know, that's what he could do. So you don't want him to skip your house. You don't want the garbage to pile up. So you run and you say, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. It was an accident. I wasn't thinking. You take care of it. You don't free yourself from taking care of him, being mafayas him, you write him a letter of apology, you send him a present, a Hanukkah present, to protect yourself from, you know, he could affect your life, he could not, you know, they won't collect the garbage. There's one bus driver that got angry at me. So he swore he's not going to stop for me if he ever sees me waiting for a bus. He's not going to stop for me. He's going to drive past. So I'm not going to... I have nothing to ask him a chila for. And I hold it to bezoyon. I'm a rav, and he knows I'm a rav. I hold it to bezoyon for me to be mafayas him. Because I didn't do anything. And he's just acting like... Like a jerk. So I don't take that bus. I don't want to report him to Agad because I don't want him to lose his job. He could manage to lose his job. So I don't want to do that either. But, right? So I'm glad that Nadia has to get Mechila because I didn't do anything. He got me. You're one of these, you know, you get to know drivers when you're in my situation. You got the nice drivers, the not nice drivers, the guy that are doing it, the guys that play the radio, the guys that don't play the radio, the guys that kid around with the passengers, the guys that don't kid around with the passengers, they just want to do their job and get home, the guys that drive fast, the guys that drive carefully. I know already everybody on the 417 and the 418, just about everybody.
In the elite club.
What?
In the elite level. It's like a flight, like you fly, you get different levels.
Well, yeah, there's no first class on a bus, let me tell you.
Want to make sure you don't grab the bus that gets you fired.
Right? No, so there's a certain bus I can't take. I don't want to take it. I don't take it, that's all.
What would happen if he stopped for you?
I would be surprised.
And if he did?
I would be surprised. I wouldn't say anything to him. he did it already to other people. I've seen him act that way. He's not...
Doesn't this bring a rat about... the wrong kind of tshuva, though. Trying to imagine Hashem is like a person.
That's what it seems like, but it's the chayvus avodos does it throughout the sefer. Right? It makes it more real.
I don't mean the concept of making thinking about Hashem as if he would have been a person. But I mean, if I was trying to get the garbage man to stop my stop, I wouldn't really do tshuva the way he's been describing tshuva. I would go just to
get
him to stop.
He's talking now to a guy. He's trying to spur you to do tshuva. With Hashem, you can't do an insincere tshuva.
That's what I'm saying.
No, he's not trying to get you to go through the motions. He's trying to get you to do what has to be done. Let's say the guy is going to... You have to buy the guy a Hanukkah present. So you're going to buy him a Hanukkah present. If it'll take a Hanukkah present and a letter of apology, you're gonna do that. Right, so Koshke and Hashem, who controls much more of your life than a garbage stop or the bus stopping for you or whatever. So, but you're right. I mean, but you have to do. You can't be insincere because Hashem's your damn machshavos. So it would be being insincere would be the equivalent of writing into the letter of apology, I don't really mean it, you stupid jerk.
Go back to the last paragraph of all the obstacles in front of you.
Yeah.
Isn't he trying to make Hashem real?
I'm saying he's no worse than... Yeah, but he was, by the way, something else, but I think I answered you. Yep. Shata tamari lo levakesh lichaso v'sochus lefonov b'tshuva uvehitznaslos mipachad mihirus oncho, because you're afraid of what he can do to you. And now if you're from, you would know and you would realize that the garbage man, he can't skip your house, and the guy can't raise your anona unless Hashem allows him to, right? This is something, if you're from. So you know there's the Eibishter that runs the world. And maybe if Hashem doesn't want him to skip your garbage stop, he won't. His supervisor will be there then. And he won't be able to stop. He won't be able to skip it. Whatever, Hashem has plenty of maneuvering room. And still you're afraid, and you'll apologize, even though you're from, and you learn Shara Bitochon. And you're saying, why should I apologize? It's up to Hashem anyway if he skips it, right? If he skips it or if he raises my arnona. But still, you know, you want to do your hishtadlus, and your hishtadlus isn't apologizing. For you do the chachul shoso, and you're even talking about someone that if you're from, you recognize his inherent built-in weakness. There's a famous pasuk, Leiv Melech Biyad Hashem. It really bears discussion, because everything's Biyad Hashem. According to the Chavis Halvavis and Shara Bitachon, Leiv, my friend, Shmerel Beryl, is Biyad Hashem. And Shmerel Beryl can't do anything to me unless Hashem wants him to, and Hashem will send the machshavas into his head. Nothing will happen unless it's deserved. This is too heavy to go into. Kapanim with a melech, it exists to a more intense degree. So certainly, if someone's in a position, and you see from here that the Chavis Halvavos learned in that pasuk that it's not only a melech, it's anyone like in a position of power over you. So Leiv Melech Biyad Hashem, Alaf Mehiras Avdan Malchuso. You know, President Katzav is serving time in jail, right? His Malchus, people used to be afraid, I'm sure, of insulting him, and now he's sitting in jail. Whether he's guilty or not, I have no idea. I want to hasten to say, could be they railroaded him. I don't know.
But again, everything is.
Right. He pulled strings. He's in Maceo. He's not supposed to be there for his crime. So, I guess he could do it without Porush. Uperuk Shultono. He could lose his Malchus and he could lose his Shilton. Upizur Machshavta, Vitirdoso, Midoval, Yadidavaraker. He's saying, you know, this melech could forget about what you did because he has other things on his mind. You think, you know, you're the focus of his existence and he lives to skip your garbage stop. But meanwhile, he had a fight with his wife that morning and he's busy worried about that. There's plenty else the melech is worried about. And still you're nervous and still you'll apologize and you won't rely on the fact that he has more important things to worry about than you. For olu lehe olay muli shokach milibo. And he forgets plenty of things because he's so busy. Maybe he doesn't have a BlackBerry. He doesn't have a Palm Pilot. He doesn't have. So he forgets things. He doesn't have a piece of paper in his pocket that he forgets to look at. Koshkein Mr. Ahem, you know. And still, you know, all of this is true. He can forget, he can get busy with other things. You know, a war could break out, and he has more to worry about than your arnona, your tax bill. And still, lotus mamea milochus levake slichoso al cheta cholo, utmaer lasos arotsu loim imucha, you'll buy him the Hanukkah present, you'll wish him season's greetings, you'll smile at him, you'll ask him mechila, and now he talks about Hashem. We'll stop here. Yeah.